Welcome and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 8th of July 2022. The Bible reading today is Luke chapter 22, verses 14 to 20. When the hour came, Jesus and his apostles reclined at the table, and he said to them, "I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it again until it finds fulfillment in the kingdom of God." After taking the cup, he gave thanks and said, "Take this and divide it among you. For I tell you, I will not drink again from the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes." And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after the supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you." Today's article, titled "Food That Says I Love You," was written by Alyssa Morgan. I attended a family birthday gathering where the hostesses wove the theme of favourite things into the decor, the gifts, and best of all, the food. Because the birthday girl loved steak and salad and white chocolate and raspberry bundt cake, the hostess grilled steak, spun spinach, and ordered that favourite cake. Favourite food say, "I love you." The Bible contains many references to banquets, feasts, and festivals, pairing the physical act of eating with celebrations of God's faithfulness. Feasting was a part of the sacrificial system of worship practiced by the Israelites with Passover, the Festival of Weeks, and new moon feasts held every month. And in Psalm 23, verse 5, God prepares a table with an abundant meal and cups overflow with mercy and love. Perhaps the most lavish pairing of food and wine ever expressed was when Jesus broke a piece of bread and took a cup of wine, illustrating the gift of his death on the cross for our salvation. He then challenged us to do this in remembrance of me. As you partake of food today, take a moment to consider the God who made both mouth and stomach and offers food to you. There's a language of his love in celebration of his faithfulness. Ours is a God who feasts with the faithful, pairing his perfect provision with our great need, saying, "I love you." Let's pray. Thank you, God, for all you faithfully provide, including my daily bread and my very salvation. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.